Lord crowd. Thank everybody for coming. We'll call the meeting to order. First thing is approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of the council. I do have one recommended change to today's agenda. On page 3, under the 130 public hearings, we can strike conditional use number 2350 filed on behalf of Beaver Dam Enterprises LLC. We're recommending striking this to have it brought back forth on a future agenda.
Okay. And then motion to approve the agenda is amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of April 18th. Any questions, corrections, concerns? And there are none, those will stand approved. Correspondent, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one letter dated April 6th of this year from the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association thanking council for their $1,500 grant. And that is all.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence. Now it's time for public comment. Anybody in the audience wants to make public comment? Now's your 3 minutes to come forward and do that. I don't think there is. Operator, check online, please, for public comment.
At this time, there is currently no one online.
Thank you, sir. We'll close public comment. Next thing on the agenda is discussion related to tributes, resolutions, and proclamations. I brought this up some weeks ago, months ago. I had done a lot of research on this. I've got some suggestions and ideas, but I prefer all five council people be here when we discuss that. So Mr. Schaefer couldn't be here today, so I'm going to make a motion to defer this till a future agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Hudson, any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yep.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I would, yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is a discussion and possible action related to the disposition of county property. This is in relationship to a parcel known as the Conaway Road parcel and the rear parcel, which is actually two tax parcels west of Millsboro. Earlier last year, the county purchased this property and with the idea and intent to subdivide the rear parcel off, which is mostly farmland and woodlands, and the previous parcel, the former parcel, will be the residual piece of property has a farmhouse on it, which was sold to the highest bidder, and then the residual pieces of property were left to be farmed and eventually to be turned over to the state of Delaware. The intent of this entire proposal was that the county and the state would go in as partners to purchase the property and then hand it over for management for conservation into perpetuity. So we're at the point now where the county has subdivided the property. We've cleaned the property up, and the state has approved, and under the Open Space Council, the acquisition of the property. So because the county purchased the property outright, we are now going to be reimbursed by the state for half of the purchase price. $650,000 divided by two, the state will now reimburse the county for that acquisition. So that is today's disposition of property. We do have an agreement with the state already that is being analyzed by the attorneys. Once we enter into that agreement and go to settlement, the state will then become the fee simple owner of the property and manage the property. It will become part of the larger Woodlands preserve area, which is a preserve area in the state's portfolio. There was information in the packet. If you have any other questions, I'm happy to entertain them.
Quick question.
Mr. Riley.
Just want to verify, the $650,000 goes back in the open space fund?
Yes, our portion of it will go back into our open space fund.
More questions, council?
I have a motion for your consideration.
Read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the disposition of a certain piece of land with improvements located on Conaway Road west of Millsboro, as explained in today's presentation and identified as tax parcels 133-15.00-6.00 and 133-18.00-19.00.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Goode, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Okay, next, sir.
Yes, next is the County Administrator's Report for April 25th, 2023, item one. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Minas Haven Phase 1A construction record in Catching Cove, FKA, lands of Robert M. and Deborah A. Reed, received substantial completion April 17th and 18th, respectively. Item two, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for March 2023 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 191 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of March. Item three, on Tuesday, May 2nd, the County Council will meet for its annual budget workshop. The fiscal year 2024 budget workshop will be held at 9 a.m. at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, May 9th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. It's not quite 10:15 yet, so we're going to move on to Mr. Thomas. Come on down.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Council. I came before you on December 13th of last year to approve and adopt the Sussex County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan. Previous plans we had done, FEMA accepted the council minutes as the adoption, but unfortunately this time FEMA has requested us to do a resolution, and I believe one has been drafted for your consideration.
It has. Do you have a copy of it? Or
no, I do not.
Okay. Somebody's got a copy of it? We got copies of it, but I don't know that we need to. Mr. Moore, how much we need to read in?
Pardon?
How much do we need to read in?
Just the top part, normally be it resolved.
Next page, thank you.
I walked out of my office and I left my reading glasses and everything.
Not very prepared.
No, I wasn't.
Shape up here.
You expect me to read this?
You can't use my glasses. I couldn't read.
Okay. Mr. President, we read Sussex County, Delaware, All Hazards Mitigation Plan Resolution Number R.
What is the number?
11.
11? Say that again, please.
R-1123.
Okay. So the motion would be we just adopt the resolution number R-1123.
Correct.
Sussex County, Delaware, All Hazards Mitigation Plan. That's your motion, Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, have it. Entertain a motion, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Brewington. Joe, she's got her glasses.
You could have used mine.
I got a fair assessment of this.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. I'm here today to talk about our stop loss insurance. We do this annually. Our stop loss is also known as excessive insurance. It provides protection for self-insured employers by serving as a reimbursement mechanism for catastrophic claims, and that is medical claims and pharmacy claims. And that's for catastrophic claims that exceed predetermined levels. Our current annual specific deductible is $295,000. Insurance Buyers Council is our consultant. They completed an RFQ, which resulted in responses from seven carriers. Of those, one of those being our incumbent, and that's Vista Underwriting, who we've been with for several years. The other quote was from Highmark. Both of those were our competitive quotes that we had. The rest of the five were not competitive. Vista is quoting a laser on their proposal for $500,000. Lasering is a common stop loss practice in which an individual participant has, based on prior claims, an excess high experience rating. So they have it's an oncology claim that results in high payment. It has been going over $500,000. So the laser for $500,000 was going to see a 36.21 increase compared to our current cost. So, Highmark's quote did not include a laser. It's coming in at a 16.89 increase compared to our current cost. Highmark's also has administrative fee savings of $26,500 when they are utilized as a stop-loss carrier. So our administrative fees go away. Another positive attribute is they cover a very expensive cancer drug that has a year-to-date cost of $88,000 that was not covered under VISTA. So it is IBC's recommendation that the county does not renew with VISTA underwriting and accept Highmark's proposal as our stop-loss insurance carrier for this upcoming year.
Have a motion?
I certainly do.
Your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council terminate its contract with VISTA Underwriting Companion Lay for stop-loss coverage effective April 30th, 2023, and enter into a stop-loss contract with Highmark at a rate per month of $29.34 for single coverage and $83.98 for family coverage with an annual specific deductible of $295,000 effective May 1st, 2023.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Mr. Riley.
What is the upper limit on that? So it kicks in. We self-insure it up to 295.
Right.
Then they pick it up. And then
right. So we're responsible for up to 295,000. If it exceeds that cost, then our stop-loss carrier will reimburse us. The good news with Highmark is we do not have to pay the full claim up front, so we have a cash flow increase where that money is not paid past the $295,000. We currently don't have that now. We have a reimbursement with VISTA.
Right. I understand. How high would Highmark cover?
It's everything above that 295.
You're a limit?
We've never had a limit. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
There's no limit at all.
And is there a lifetime limit?
It's based on your claims that are incurred. It's the 2412 aggregate, so that means it's a look back of 12 months, and then the claims that are paid within that calendar year.
Okay. Any more questions, the council? We're going to take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Costello.
Morning, Mr. President, members of council.
Good morning.
In June of last year, Mr. Lawson updated you on the county's acquisition of a few properties for open space. One of those parcels is known as the Dawson Tract. It's about a 40-acre parcel located on Route 24, and it required a little bit of remediation. It's got some structures on there. It's got some things that need to be cleaned up. So this year, between March 13th and the 31st, we had advertised and posted an RFP soliciting bids from potential contractors. I personally met with several contractors and walked the property and went over our list of specifications. We received a total of 5 bids at that point, and I am prepared to offer a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the agreement for the demolition and abatement to be conducted on parcel 234, 28.00, 172.00 in the amount of $58,369.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion?
Question.
Mrs. Green, question.
So I did receive a phone call from somebody who was interested in bidding on this, and it did appear that there was a contrast from the lowest bid to the highest bid. So with this bid that you're proposing to us, are you confident that it includes everything that you described on there that needed to be done, removal of the trees, removal of the stumps, removal of the buildings themselves? And you're confident that this bid does include all of that?
So just to be clear, we're not removing stumps. We may be cutting down some trees that are unsafe, but we're not removing stumps. We're just returning it back to a natural wooded state. And yes, I met with the contractor who had the lowest bid, and I went over the specifications and made sure that they were confident that for that price they could carry out what we were asking for in the specifications, and they were.
And you are satisfied?
Yes.
that it does meet that?
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Mr. Hudson?
There is some asbestos involved in that.
There is, yes. We did an environmental survey prior to the bid, and we provided the results of the environmental survey to every contractor who was interested.
Thank you.
More questions? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yep.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's now 10:16, so we're going to back up to our 10:15 scheduled public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now's the time and place for a public hearing on a proposed ordinance to add a new chapter, Chapter 30, to our county code entitled Removal Procedures for Members of Appointed Boards, Commissions, and Advisory Committees. I will give a brief explanation of what is proposed. After that, council has an opportunity to ask questions. Subsequent to that, we'll have any member of the public that would like to opine on this matter will be given an opportunity, and then afterwards the council may act on the matter. And at this point, I would like to point out that this is a proposed ordinance that actually has its roots back to the days that Mr. Wilson was on county council. It had been discussed at that point. There is some thought that the council already has the authority under home rule, just from the standpoint that it does reference in the code the fact that the council has the right to replace members who have been removed, but then there's nothing discussing that process. So it is the thoughts that it'd be best to have an ordinance in order to do that. And it is very simple ordinance. It gives the county council the authority with majority vote to remove any member that of those individual entities that are appointed by the council to be removed. I will point out that I have given the secretary this morning, there was a in looking at this, we saw that there was a typo in a verbiage ordinance, that there was the section numbers had been, the key had been hit twice, and there was one spot, an addition of an and between commissions and advisory councils, and added the verbiage now, therefore, the County of Sussex hereby ordains, but there's been no substantive changes to anything, but if she, when we vote on this, it will have those changes and amendments.
Which are basically corrections.
Yes, that is correct. That is all. And at this point, is there anyone here? First, Council, do you have any questions?
Question to Council. Okay, Mr. Moore.
Okay, is there anyone here today that would like to come forward and address this issue? Is there anyone here today that would like to discuss the proposed ordinance? Operator, seeing none, can you determine if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close the public record.
Okay, we'll close public hearing. Okay, we council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore read the short title.
Okay, an ordinance to add a new chapter, Chapter 30, to the County Code titled Removal Procedures for Members of Appointed Boards, Commissions, and Advisory Committees, with the amendment that I mentioned concerning the corrections
right
in this. And if there are any other amendments, they would be made at this time.
Okay. I'd like to make an amendment.
Oh, Mrs. Green.
First, I would like to amend the first sentence of Section 30-3A to require that any removal be for cause by adding the words for cause after the word terms.
Okay, we have a motion to amend as she just read that. Do I have a second for the motion? Second for the motion.
If you did that, you'd have to list all the potential causes, wouldn't you? And
that's correct.
I would think we get quite in the weeds.
You agree with that, Mr. Moore?
It would be best to list the different causes, specific causes, if you had that, to define those. And at the time that we went through this, we did share this with the personnel attorney for the council, for the county. And at that point, the recommendation was this verbiage.
Okay.
But it could certainly be, I mean, that is a motion.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Can I explain the...
We need a second for... Sure, go ahead.
call, and so if we had for calls, there'd be a clear understanding to everybody involved. There would be an explanation of what's going on. You can't just say, okay, we have, you know, we're going to remove so-and-so, and we're just saying we're just removing them. I think it would add clarity. Also, that there wouldn't be the idea that we would remove somebody because we don't like the way they're voting. Mm-hmm. It could appear that when that you're not really saying we have this issue, we have these things. That, well, it could appear that we don't like the way a person's voting, and we want to have like-minded, we have people on our boards that vote the way we want them to vote. There doesn't give that independence of their voting process.
Okay.
And they could influence that.
Okay. And Mr. Moore, you did say that the county's personnel attorney has reviewed this.
Yes.
And what's here, what was recommended?
We vetted it through them, and this was the language, because we had discussed that at right. the time, you okay. know, whether we should put four calls or not.
But and then you'd have to have all the calls listed.
That would be the recommendation, plus then the procedures for any hearings
right.
and other issues.
Okay. Last call. Do I have a second for this motion? Hearing no second, motion dies. Any more motions?
I have a second motion.
Yes, ma'am. Please read it.
I also would like to move the first sentence of section 30-3A by changing it to state that removal will require an affirmation supermajority vote of four members by the county council.
Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second? Last call, is there a second?
I mean, that would be a higher standard than even the county administrator functions mm-hmm. under. So that seems like an excessively high standard.
Well, if you read down through the ordinance here today, so if a person is removed and they want to have a hearing, they have to have four votes to have a hearing. They can be removed by three, but in order to have a hearing, then they have to have a vote of four. So we are using four against the person being removed, but we can remove them with three votes.
Right. Okay.
But they serve at the pleasure of council.
Correct.
And that's the concept.
Yeah.
And they're not employees, so they don't have that hurdle.
And it does only take three votes to appoint somebody, right? Yeah, I know it does. It
right.
takes three votes to appoint.
To appoint.
Yeah, okay. Right.
But it takes four votes and for them to have a hearing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Any more? Do I have a second for this motion? Is there a second for this motion? Hearing none, there is no motion then. Mr. Moore, read short title again, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to add a new chapter 30 to the county code titled Removal Procedures for Members of Appointed Boards, Commissions, and Advisory Committees, together with the recommended typographical changes that were given to the county secretary.
Okay. Pleasure, council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mrs. Green.
Without the amendments, I vote no.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
I vote yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now then, we're going to move down. Mr. Ashman, come right on down. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the sanitary sewer district. This one's in the Angola Neck area. The engineering department received a request from Davis Bowen and Friedel Incorporated on behalf of their clients, WV3 LLC, owners and developers of a project known as Suncrest, formerly Marsh Homestead. The request includes parcel 243-12-22.31, and it's proposed at 36 single-family homes on 18.02 acres. Project will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time. And engineering department would like to request his permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on that annexation.
Any questions, council? Have a motion, sir?
I do.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Suncrest expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 234-12.00-22.31, located along Waterview Road as presented on April 25th, 2023.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I would guess motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Medlars.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good
morning, sir.
Council members.
Good morning.
And you see how we lined this up, you know, we're moving,
yeah,
we're moving over in the launch
in
the launch position. So first one up, the public safety building. We're inching closer. Sometimes I feel for every two steps we take forward, we take one backwards, because we run into more minor issues. They're not really very substantial, but they certainly do cause some problems. So first, we had a number of items we had listed before, which we have been wrapping up. They're summarized before the suggested motion. They deal with all the sleeves we added to the corridors. So rather than running the cabling up into the plenum on the other side without a sleeve, we added these extra sleeves where the cable tray comes in contact with the wall for a much cleaner look. Now, since it's all painted out black, you wouldn't see it unless you shine a flashlight up there. but it does make a lot of sense if we have to pull one cable out.
Oh, sure.
With the big sleeves in there, and we did fill them up until we needed more. So that was one of the big ticket items. We do have, obviously, the ever so sour note issue with the doors and the styles of the doors.
Yeah.
But we have in the design review meetings for these stations made sure we're getting some really nice storefront entry doors. So rest assured we will be using them. And as a matter of fact, we discussed that we should buy the frames which goes with it, because now we know exactly what to order, so we have a complete assembly door and frame,
sure,
with the right hinges, with the right, you know, we need for the electrical connection, they need to be the penetrations. So that will come forward, just we buy them separately as a PO.
Yeah.
But this item and the other item was the lettering. The county council wanted to have it complex. So the lettering on the big sign facing Airport Road will say emergency complex, and the other one will be modified to say from center will be changed to complex. So all three sides will read the same. So, and we needed the same letters, and they're still available, so they are now lumped in under that change order with the inclusion. So I do have a motion for that, but I want to touch base, if I may, on the tracking items.
Sure.
So when you look at, you know, like how the specifications can sometimes have gaps, and we have a gap in the galvanized steel exterior painting. It's not listed in the painting schedule, but we do have exposed galvanized steel on the columns supporting the canopy, and for a clean look, it needs to be painted and it needs to match the rest of the column. So these are these items, you know, like I looked, it's not in there, but it has to be there. So these are the kind of items which show up. The other one, the next three actually EMS brought to our attention. And all three are the items they had requested. So that's nothing new. I'm not saying they asked for anything new. But the specifications and the schedule for the blinds had a translucent blind for the ambulance training room, but it needs to be, if we want to simulate nighttime ambulance work,
sure,
it needs to be pitch black. So a second blind will have to be translucent, will be used most of the time, but in the simulation for complete darkness, we need the blackout blind. We don't have that only in one other room, but we need it in that room. The other one was that the individual training rooms, there's three of them, and then the training control room, they have to have dimmers. We only have the dimmer in the ambulance training room, but we need them in the other small rooms. Good news, all the lights are dimmable. Good news, the conduit's in the wall. Bad news, we have to do the wiring and change out the switches. So that's sort of the flavor of this. We have some really big equipment on the roof. Now that's a Hans add-on. When I was on the roof the last time, I saw that there's things lay on the roof. So we picked them all up, everything's clean, but when you do make repairs, the team wants to stand on wear pads. The equipment has to be carried to and from the units from the hatch by wear pads. And right now we only have one landing wear pad right where you come off the ladder. On a membrane roof, that doesn't do us any good. So that needs to be done because we have a 25-year roof warranty. I don't want a 10-pound wrench.
Good point.
Punch a hole in that roof. Yeah.
Mm. What are they, the wear pads?
They are like a rubber, almost like a gym floor mm-hmm. pad.
Yep.
And they can be glued to the membrane, and they're protected so you have gaps because of the expansion. Mm-hmm. So if you aim with your wrench just right, you could hit the membrane.
There you go.
But it's
hoping that's not the case. But there you go.
The flooring, and that came out of the interaction between the county administration, the EOC team, Mr. Thomas, and the engineering department, so that we should look at the upgrade of the flooring in the existing center to match or to complement the new addition. And just today, so this is hot off the press, it was a tracking item, but today the pricing came in. I shared it with Todd and I think and with Ms. Jennings, and it can range anywhere between $80,000 and $100,000. And there's a lot of money in the floor replacement. These tiles are very tough to take up. And so this is for all the hallways in the current complex. So we're still within that budget, but Ms. Jennings has also some money budgeted for 24. So we'd like to re-engage with the EOC staff. Find the right timing, because two of these options will require the building to be vacated. Epoxy flooring does not go well with people sitting at their desks. The smell's just going to drive them out the building. But that's one of the desired, different tiling, epoxy flooring, polished concrete. These are three on the list. Two of them, polished concrete and epoxy flooring, will require the building to be vacated. So that needs to be carefully coordinated. We were looking at a minimum of a four-week time extension where we would have to carry Bancroft's general conditions. That's a big ticket item add-on. So the decision was made to re-engage with EOC staff, pick the timing, pick the option, re-procure on a standalone PO, and come back to you.
Okay.
So that tracking item sort of ends right here until we come back.
Okay.
Now, I haven't told Mr. Thomas that yet.
That's okay.
But I will have to.
You have a motion?
No, I have one other item.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So on the schedule, we are looking at the beginning of May now, but also the visual, sound, audio, video people are coming this same week. So we are now concerned that we will be running against the certification date of June 4th. So I just wanted to inform you that because we carry that PO on the AV side, that the EMS staff made an executive decision to not occupy, but run the certification without being in the building. They believe they can do that.
Okay.
So that sort of decouples, because we have no control over this AV work, and EMS says, we're not moving in until it's functional. not my decision. I think it's a good decision.
Sure. Yeah.
So, but you need to know this because you say, why are you guys not moved in yet? That's and funny. The last one is somewhat tricky, and Administrator and I certainly wrestled with that. You know, you've seen me here many times. There were a number of issues we resolved. We were intimately involved with this. We've been running pretty much the entire construction administration, and we advised our consultants that we will not exercise the contract clause and exclude them from the closeout and from the startup and from the commissioning process, which triggered a we cannot be held liable for this lengthy discussion after some legal input from our administrator, non-board certified. We came up with a language, which we will recommend at final, at substantial completion, where we will say that we will ask the council to release the consultants from the results of construction. That is a broad term which deals with whatever decisions the engineering department made during the course of construction. We will exclude them from that. So that we can talk more about that.
Okay.
But I wanted to put that on the table because, you know, that's a big issue,
okay,
as you can imagine. So now, can we go back to the motion?
We can.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number 24 for contract C1904, Sussex County Public Safety Building, be approved for an increase of $32,358.12.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? There you go. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Next, sir.
Two chemicals we have to procure every time we write two-year contracts, and we seem in the last 3 years we have a bad luck exercising our extension year. Same thing happened this time. We had to re-advertise, which is not a bad thing. So we re-advertised for the new fiscal year, being starting in July 1 for both chemicals. Got two bids on each one, and the lowest bid would be the recommended one. We have another extension year written into it, and we have it worked into the motion if it can be extended, we can use that.
Sure.
Because the unit prices would hold, but there's nothing we can do to force them.
Okay.
So yep. I have a recommendation for the two chemicals.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at contract M230012 and M230013, bulk delivery of sodium hypochlorite and magnesium hydroxide, be awarded to Unifor Solutions at the unit price of $2.37 per gallon, and Premier Magnesia at the unit price of $3.27 per gallon, respectively, for FY24 and FY25, if extended.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
So next one is a microcosm of what's going on out there in the construction world, driving the pricing and also driving the labor force. I wanted to sort of pointed our friends from USDA to the same thing. I don't know whether you've noticed how many full-size billboards are taken out by construction companies looking for labor. It's amazing. So we are in a significant shortage of skilled pipe layers, truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, you name it. We see the same thing in environmental services, but there is definitely a deficit. And all of our contracts, every single one is running behind schedule. And for every single one, it's not weather delays, it's labor shortages.
Mm-hmm.
Something they expected to staff with three crews, they're staffing with two crews, and vice versa. I mean, it's... So you've seen the one last, I think, a few weeks ago from Harold Creek. This is another one in Heron Creek, and we will see another one from George and Lynch in the not-so-distant future. And,
sure.
And there's very little we can say otherwise, you know, it's...
If they can't get the people, they can't get the people. Just that simple. You can't make them work.
I cannot make them be skilled.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Okay, so we do review it, and it's a reasonable request based on the progress where we are today.
Sure, okay.
And today I answered two emails from two HOAs which are both in this particular area, where it's the schedule. We have an HOA meeting up. You know, I gave them both the new schedule. So, but just in case you get the questions, you know. Be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number one for contract S20-08, Heron Creek Sanitary Sewer District, South Gravity Sewer and Force Main Phase 3 be approved, increasing the contract time by 180 calendar days, contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have the other. Thank you.
And for the record, that's a no cost, so we're not paying any more for their general conditions, and we are not getting paid for our inspection. So.
Thank you. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is First State Community Action Agency. They're requesting $500 for their community cleanup for Georgetown program. There have been no past grants to this program. Last grant received to this organization was $1,000 for their fundraiser. Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I will move to do $500 from my account for them.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second. Mr. Hudson. The grant $500 from Council District 5, Council Money Grant, to First State Community Action Agency Incorporated for their community cleanup for Georgetown. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club through the Delaware Community Foundation is requesting $1,000 for their Flags for Heroes program. Last grant received for this event was $1,000, which was $200 from each council member. Mr. Riley placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
Well, I prepared to do $1,000, but if the other members of council would like to participate, we'll make that opportunity available.
That's your motion. Is that each council person that puts in $200.
Except that it would only add up to $800
today. $250 each.
No. If you have the motion, is each council person, it's all five council people.
Well,
with Mr. Schaefer not being here, can we?
Sure, you can.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's the motion.
I'll second.
I don't think he would be opposed to that, but you know.
Probably not. He did it last time. Yeah. I mean, so.
Yeah, I'll second.
So the motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 to Delaware Community Foundation with their Flag of Heroes program, being $200 for each council money grant district. Question on the motion. We'll take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have the motion carried.
Okay, and the last one is Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater is requesting $1,480 for their summer outreach tour, Jack and the Beanstalk. This event benefits youth in all five districts. The last grant received for this event was $1,130 from the countywide youth grant. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
And they requested $1,480 this time.
That's correct.
Things are going up. Mr. Schaefer would like somebody to make that motion to grant that out of the countywide youth grant fund.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? The motion is to grant the Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater for their summer outreach tour, Jack and the Beanstalk, $1,480 out of the countywide youth grant. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have three. The first is in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use plan in a GR general residential district for a solar farm to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 20.57 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use plan in a GR general residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 22.97 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson introduces it.
And the last one's in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 6.57 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Green introduced it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition and personnel. Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, question on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Now, executive session, land acquisition and personnel, downstairs.